Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
So we're here together Friday.
Zara Larsson.
Yeah, buddy. You read that in the title of the episode, didn't you?
I read it somewhere. It was a great episode. I loved it.
We haven't, supposedly, beginning of these episodes, we have to pretend that we haven't done it yet. So it feels like, oh, it's so natural. But you've just ruined that for everyone.
I mean, she's a huge guest.
What, in size or in...
No, just in
status?
Stature.
Stature. Okay, name one of her songs. Go on.
Well, I mean, where to start?
Okay, start somewhere. Go on.
Well, you know, her famous Ain't My Fault.
Yeah. How does that go?
You know, well...
Yeah, sing it.
That was just one of her seasons.
Just sing a little bit of a chorus. Go on.
That ain't my fault, it's a... And then, you know, obviously you got Never Forget You. You know, this, we did this a long time ago, this episode.
Yeah,
but it's great.
That's true. Wait, Never Forget You. How does Never Forget go again? I can't remember.
Never forget you.
Why doesn't she have such a husky voice?
She's got that Swedish, you know, husk.
Oh, then they go sweet. So sweet.
She's been a pop star since she was like 12.
Yeah, that's
10. She was on the Swedish adaptation of Got Talent, you know?
Are you reading this off the internet? Is that what you're doing?
I'm just remembering it.
You're not remembering, you're reading it. What else has she done before we start the episode?
Well, she sang, you know, My Heart Will Go On in the final of that series in Sweden. I loved that rendition.
You would have been like 12. How do you remember that as well?
No, it was 2008.
Okay, so we would have been 17.
Yeah, 18.
And you did on your 18th birthday, you watched Zara Larsson perform her song on the show.
On the Swedish season of Talang, yeah.
Zara Larsson, by the way, is a huge star. Frances is right. We recorded this episode a while ago, but we're doing the intro now. We were so excited to have her on. I'm a big fan of Zara. And also, I was on a show with her once. We did Sunday brunch together, and she had no recollection of remembering on it. She totally forgot me. We had met before, and she did that typical thing where you go like, oh, yeah, good to see you. And I was like, you have no idea who I am.
Were you offended?
No, I didn't care at all.
Yeah.
I think people do get offended, though, when that happens. When people...
You definitely get offended.
No, I don't get offended if people don't remember me.
I've seen you cry because someone didn't know who you were.
Who was that? Who didn't remember me?
That, you know, when that person came up and asked me for a picture and then you started crying.
What, my dad?
Yeah.
Who's that guy? Listen, all you people, we're not going to bore you any much more with our chat. This is a really, really funny episode. It's hilarious.
It's great.
Thank you for tuning in once again to our Friday episodes. As always, get in touch with us for our bonus episodes where we like to read out some things. Contact at privatepartspodcast.com or slide into our DMs at privatepodcast. All right, that's Francis. All right, Francis, intro the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Swedish singer. At the age of 10, she achieved national fame in Sweden for winning the 2008 season of talent show Talang, which is the Swedish version of Got Talent. In 2012, Zara Larsson signed a new record label with 10 Music Group and subsequently released her debut extended play called Introducing in January 2013.
All right.
The EP was supported by Larsson's first original single, Uncover, which topped the music charts in Scandinavia and was certified 6 times platinum in Sweden.
Who have we got?
Ladies and gentlemen, Zara Maria Larsson.
Maria
Larsson. Maria.
On the podcast.
Hello.
Oh, hello. There we go. We begin.
Hey.
So I reckon you're one of the people in this world who can really sort their lives out without needing help, because you've kind of been a... Yeah.
No. Why? Where did you get that idea from?
Because, listen, he's probably learning this. Zara and I became really good friends on Sunday brunch.
Right, yes.
So, Francis, you'll love this. Zara and I did Sunday brunch together, and it's one of those things where I had to say to Zara before, hey, Zara, you probably won't remember me, but we've been on Sunday brunch together. And she very kindly nodded and said yes, but there was just nothing behind the eyes.
It's like Rihanna. Have you seen that one video when she meets someone in the store?
Mm-mm.
And the fan is like, hi, you remember me from Monaco? And she's like, yes, from Monaco. And she just does not remember it. But I do remember face. I'm really good at faces, very bad with names.
Do you have that thing? Do you have that, what people have? It's called like you're a super recognizer. Francis is one of these. You're a super recognizer, Francis, aren't you?
I'm kinda. But again, I don't really, you know... I don't know names, and sometimes I'm having a hard time putting you in, like, where I've seen you.
Yeah, but okay. I think that...
I'm pretty good with faces.
But I think that is fair enough. I think most people in this world basically don't really remember names that
when
much.
When I see a face, it takes me like 2 seconds, and then I can remember exactly where I saw them. Sometimes it's sometimes it's like 4 years ago on the tube. And then
Shut
I see them
up. You're lying.
Don't. No, I swear.
You know what? That's an amazing gift to have.
Because really I remember I was at this restaurant, and I looked over and I was like, I know that guy from somewhere. And then I looked at him and I was like, oh my God, he was on the tube like 3 years ago, and I saw, and I remember.
You're lying.
I know,
yeah,
I'm not
that's
lying.
No way. Do you know what's so interesting?
He was sitting opposite me, and I remember looking at him and thinking, he looks Spanish. And then... And then, you know, like, you can recognize Spanish people. Like, you know, they sort of almost dress more English than the English.
It's only Spanish people.
I really don't.
Well, sorry, you don't know that. You don't know that.
No, you know, like the preppy, the preppy Spanish people from like Madrid,
right.
And they
Do
dress
they have
like
a
really.
Hat?
Yeah, they dress like really English, like loafers and barber
the tweed,
coats and stuff.
Tweed and kind of jacket.
There were a lot of Spanish people at my school. Anyway, so I recognized him, and then I was at this restaurant like a few years later, and I recognized that guy, and then I realized it was from the tube. I didn't go over and speak to him because
that's insane.
I didn't speak to him on the tube before, so it would have
right.
It would have been weird.
Hey,
I saw you on the tube a few years ago. Were you on the tube a few years ago?
I got a story about a tube. My friend, a great
You're
friend
Spanish,
of mine.
You're Spanish, right?
Sorry, this is a strange story. I don't know. Hopefully this has never happened to you on the tube. But I had a friend. I still have a friend. He's a very close friend of mine. He actually, he now lives in Brazil. He's a big fan of the podcast. Actually, he was on a tube once, and he was coming back from a party, and he was a little bit drunk. And he was not that drunk, he's a little bit drunk. And he was on the tube and he saw a really cute girl on the tube that he thought was really cute. And he sort of looked at her, she looked at him, he looked at her. And they had this, you know, this connection that you can have together mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. one another. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he got to his stop and he knew that his stop was coming up. So he got up out of his seat, walked over to her and tried to kiss her just because he thought it would.
What?
No!
Yeah, yeah. He went in for the... Now he's in jail. So it's a really good...
Who was that friend?
I'm not going to say his name.
Wait, you can say it.
He didn't like...
So what was the reaction from the girl? I mean, she just got hella scared.
Well, I don't think she did.
Did she kiss him back?
She didn't kiss him back. She gave him she gave him her cheek, and she then gave him her number. But I feel like that would be pretty creepy for a stranger to walk up to you on a tube and then just suddenly try and kiss you.
Very creepy.
Well, it's quite funny because there's that comedian who makes the who was it? Maybe it was Alfie Brown. Basically, where a guy, if you're looking at a girl on the tube, you think like you're making eyes, but she just thinks you're like fucking staring at her.
Right. He just thinks you're
beautiful. It's true.
Listen, if we did that on
that's really good.
It was amazing. It was amazing. We're going to get into a thing, Jack. If we did that, if I did that on the tube to someone or on the underground, I think they would think I was even...
looked at them or kissed them. Or
sung to them. I think it would be even worse. I think. Have you ever?
I would have gave someone my number if they came up to me and like sang a song.
What about like with an accordion and like a and a tip jar?
I'll just put my number. Sorry, no cash.
Wait. So have you ever? So, but surely, as a beautiful person like yourself, surely guys must have come up to you after concerts or something like that, and said, "Can I have your number?"
Sunday brunch.
Sunday brunch. or said things like that because I think, or because I always find with people who are in the public eye, right? It's rare to be asked out by people because people think it's too intimidating to do so. Do you find that or no?
Yeah, I think more that. I think the most common question, I think honestly, the most common question, if I'm ever at like a dinner with people that I don't know or like a party, especially in Sweden, the most common question is, hey, it must be so annoying having people coming up to you. And then I'm like, no, it's fine. And then the next person comes up saying, hey, it must be so annoying having all these people coming up to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's fine. And then the third person's like, hey, it must be so annoying. And I'm like, it's actually not. It's just that one fucking question that's really annoying. But
that's not a bad thing.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. I think it's fine. It also depends on like the energy from the person.
That's true.
I do think it will be a little strange to date someone that is a huge fan of you just because it's a weird like power dynamic.
I think that
you've never experienced that.
I've never experienced
I wouldn't I've never, know
I've never even come close to that, but I kind of the only thing that I got when people come up to me and say things is they always look at me and say, oh my God, you're much shorter in real life. They always say,
That's a classic.
Or you look so much better in person. I'm like, what does that mean?
I mean, rather that than the opposite.
Yeah, it's better to, you'd hate to disappoint. I know it's a bit of a disappointment.
I did have a little period of time, which is kind of sad, where I didn't want to go out, like, not wearing makeup, just because I didn't want to disappoint anyone if they saw me, and they would have been like, ew.
Really? Really?
Like, she's just walking around looking like a potato.
Wait, what?
But now I'm like, whatever, don't care. But it definitely was a point in my life where I was, like, an insecure teenager, and I just felt like I always have to look like I'm on the red carpet because I don't want to disappoint anyone.
Yeah, but do you know what? The thing about you, which is so interesting, and I don't think a lot of people know this, or they might know this, is that you have been famous for, or famous for being in the public eye since you were so little, since you were really young, right? And so it's one of these things where you've had to experience, you know, all of this kind of like profile and all this kind of stuff, like growing up and dealing with the insecurities that kind of being in the public eye brings and all that kind of stuff. And at a younger age, it must have been really intense and really complicated for you.
Well, at least I think it definitely was a benefit to have that in Sweden because people literally don't care.
Do they
that
not?
Much. No, we don't have paparazzis at all. That's just not a thing. People are very, very shy. We were actually just talking about a meme from like years ago, even before Corona happened, where it's like, oh, Swedish people waiting at the bus. And there's like a 60 feet long queue and everybody's like 12 feet apart from each other because they just don't want to talk. They don't want to look at each other. They don't want to socialize. Like, that's just the Swedish nature. So it's very rare to have, I see some whispers and I see some, like, sometimes people point and whisper, but very rarely people actually come up.
She's much shorter in real life. Right. Look at that. She's way shorter than
very
I thought.
Tiny.
She's so small.
But it's fine, though. And I feel like everybody who does,
but
at least they're very nice.
But what?
I never had a mean person walk up to me.
Yeah, but why is there no paparazzi in Sweden? That seems odd.
That annoys you, doesn't it, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm never
going
to Sweden.
What are they going to do? What are they going to photograph? Like, they would just, I don't think they can make a living off of that. I don't think people care that much. The people they write about in the newspapers and, like, in the gossip magazine is literally the same people they wrote about 35 years ago.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? It's just not enough people.
Yeah.
But surely, but I think but
you know, I met your king once.
Oh, did you really?
Yes, I did a shot
where?
With him. What at a wedding? But the what's called the shots, the coffee shots that they do. What are they called?
Oh, hot shots.
Hot shots. I did a hot shot with him.
Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe that's not a thing in the rest of the world. It should be, right?
Wait, in the UK, what?
They're delicious. Oh my god.
What is this
hot,
shot?
They're like
thing?
Hot. So, what are they? Can you describe them,
oh,
Zara?
Oh, it's yummy. It's Galliano. Or what else do we have?
Coffee.
There's some other, like, there's a vanilla liquor, basically.
Yeah. Oh,
and then
gross.
Hot coffee, pour it up. So this is all happening in a shot glass. Hot coffee, yeah. Like 1/3 of it. And then on top of that, you put some whipped cream.
Yeah, it's just, oh my just, God, it's just delicious.
Wait, hang on. That it just really sounds like a is. Shot of coffee with whipped cream on the top. That doesn't seem special.
No, but it's got like this vanilla liquor. Yeah, oh God,
yes,
it's just.
It's delicious.
No.
It really is,
no.
It really is good. And I hate coffee.
Zara, come
that
on.
That one, like.
That can't be that good. That doesn't.
Oh, I could drink them all day.
All day, you could drink them.
I'll drink it for breakfast.
But you know, and then I had so many of them that then we ended up like everyone getting skinny dipping.
With
is that the side effect?
No,
which
he,
happens?
No, he didn't. He didn't go the skinny dipping. But in the morning, we all jumped in the lake. It was actually a
but isn't one of the Swedish delicacies, or it's kind of the Scandinavian? You know, in UK, what we have is we have. You know, people love like dried beef, right? So you have like the dried beef. But in Sweden, you have dried fish. Isn't that right? You have like dried fish?
I think that's more like an Icelandic thing.
Is it? Okay. I'm just really chucking
things.
Do
you have that dried fish?
No, you're thinking of of that, of what is it called? Is it not the kippers?
We love smoked fish.
Smoked fish.
Caviar. It's not fancy. It sounds like fancy Russian caviar, but it's like bad caviar mixed with mayo and sugar and salt.
And snus.
We love that. My dad makes his own, actually.
He makes his own snus.
He does. So a few days, every like half year or so, the whole house smells like where you're inside of one of those snus boxes.
Wow.
And then, yeah, you bake it. He puts like, he takes the nicotine and all the poison chemicals and just doubles it. Then just shoves it in the oven. Then he has it
really?
For like 6 months. Yeah.
Wow. That is, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I like, because it's funny because it's like you just, it's pure nicotine, right?
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I've tried it. I once did like my Swedish friend gave me like a really strong one and I felt so sick.
We both, same.
Me and my girlfriend felt so sick from the,
from it, doing this, and you just have to pretend that you feel alright. So you're like, yeah, I feel this is great.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, do you feel really sick? Like you want to be sick every.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
But correct me if I'm wrong, you grew up in Stockholm, right? That's where, is that,
yeah,
you grew correct. Up, you grew up in Stockholm. And yeah. What, you know, in Sweden, what normally, because that's really interesting that you said that actually with Swedish people, you seem to be unsociable, because I thought it would be the complete opposite, that actually Swedish people are incredibly sociable, because it's, you know, whenever I went traveling, which is once, and it sounds like I'm a big traveler. I'm not at all. I went to the South America for like 2 months.
Were you backpacking?
Oh yeah, I was backpacking.
Oh,
I was,
that was my
dream. Yeah, I was backpacking. And I met the people that were the friendliest as I was going across, and also always the most good-looking, Swedish.
Really?
Yeah, always.
You know what? I think there's a difference between being very shy and, like, not really want to chit-chat and being polite and funny, because as long as you actually, if you do crack open a Swede, I feel like we're quite fun and we are nice. We're just not... maybe I'm also comparing it to, you know, spend a lot of time in America, which is very much the opposite. But I would say maybe also the people who do go out traveling and go to different places and, like, you know, they want to discover things, maybe they're also people who by nature are a bit more extrovert.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I do find Swedish people really, really fun and nice and, like, kind of smart and... honestly, don't really put on this, like, fake persona.
No, yeah. They're real, right? You're
it's like, yeah, like, if they like you, they like you.
Which I think is a good thing. But so did you, you know, when you, because I think it's sort of common knowledge, you know, you gain fame by going on sort of our equivalent of sort of a talent show, right? You went on this talent show really young, you won it, and then you became this sort of big star. Did you then remain in Sweden, or did you think, right, this is where I have to go now? I have to go and travel the world. I have to
go. Oh, I was outie.
Really? You just gone. That's it.
I was thinking, like, okay, I won this thing. Like, I'm going to be a superstar. I'm signing a deal. The record labels will just, like, call me nonstop.
Really?
And I will have the best life. Yeah. Nothing of that happened. I was so fucking disappointed. I felt like my whole career's over. My life's over. Mind you, I was 10 at this point.
Yeah.
You were 10?
And I was just... Yes.
10 years old.
You thought your life was over.
Yeah. My career was dead. It was a flop, a fiasco. I was never going to be anything. So I was super stressed, and I just felt like, I don't know. And also, being on a show like that, there's a new show the next year. There's a new season. Mm-hmm. And then after that, there's going to be a new season. And after that's going to be a new season. So it was, like, fun for a year. You know, everybody at school was like, oh, my gosh. But then quite quickly... people move on. So I was just like, it's dead.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm worthless. But I did go to LA. I did meet some executives. And I think it gave me really good experience. But I didn't sign. I was just like, why don't you want to sign me? I'm literally the shit. But looking back at it now, it's like, that's a child, like a literal
tiny
child. So, and I wasn't really, you know, I thought Disney and Nickelodeon was super cool, but I wanted to be Beyonce, like, at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a little hard when you're 10, 11. And then I just kind of went back to, well, I never quit school, but I just went back to school, did my thing. I've always been super private when it comes to my career with my friends and that. So when I finally got my foot into a record label in Sweden when I was 13, I just didn't tell anyone. I was just like, yeah, I'm going home, going to do my homework, while really I was going to the studio. I don't really know why. Maybe I was like...
Scared of failure? Fear of failure?
Yeah. Fear of failure, telling all my friends I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and then it wouldn't happen, which is...
Well, I guess if you had something where something fizzled out, right, before when you were 10, and then... Mm-hmm. You know, it would be natural to think, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't, like...
yeah.
You know, maybe this will be so the maybe same. Maybe I should... Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to just be quiet about it. But then it went quite well when I was, you know, released my song. But I am quite silent.
Do you think you're not silent as a person, I don't think.
No.
No, you're not. I think you're almost in like a really positive way. I think you're opinionated in a good way, right? You have your opinions and things like that, which I think is a really positive thing. But also in just conversation, you're not. But I think also, like, 10 years old and dealing with that rejection almost, and you know, you become a big star, right, at 10 years old, and that's all, you know. Listen, you know, ever since I was a kid, well, as a kid, everyone's dream is to, like, to become an astronaut or be famous, right? That's what you want to do. And then suddenly or like a singer, that's what you do.
Well, I wanted to be a pizza delivery man.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, that is hard. That is tricky to do.
Well, because I thought you could ride around on a motorcycle and just eat pizza,
right? Dream life.
Yeah. I think I was very into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right.
So you wanted, like, a shell as well? You wanted to be like a turtle?
Yeah, I wanted a shell. And
that's the real dream.
You bought, like, a pet rat. But I think that, because dealing with that rejection from such a young age, it will be fundamentally really tough, I think. Because it's tough for anyone at any age. But at 10 years old, because all your dreams are coming true and then it doesn't quite work out. But I tell you what, holy smokes, it must teach you a lot as well. It teaches you a lot about life and how
things... But I guess also, Zara, you strike me now as, obviously, maybe it's from that experience when you were 10, as, you know, you realize you weren't doing it for the adulation of your peers at school, but you were doing it because you enjoyed it and you wanted to do it.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
So your priorities and your motivation became different or evolved.
Yeah. But I don't know, you know, I've always been seeking this kind of limelight situation, or if not that, I've always wanted to kind of be in the center of attention, or like be the class clown, or I just want everybody to look at me at every moment.
I
don't know where it comes from.
I'm the same. Don't worry about it.
My parents gave me, I think it's just a part of my personality, because like my parents did really give me a lot of love growing up. I'm definitely not starved from any form of like
affection and things like that, right?
Or attention and affection. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think it could be that. But I've always done it for, in a way, I guess, no, I don't do it for other people, but also in a way I kind of do. Like I've always wanted to entertain other people. I always want to make them laugh or feel good or feel happy or feel entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I still am. Even when I'm just hanging out with friends, I'm not really focusing on like, do I have fun? I think it's the most important to like, are my friends having fun right now? Or do these people like this setting? Or do these people like, are you guys so like very, very much people pleasers?
Yes. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
It's actually a really bad flaw. I'm the same as you. Constantly thinking... Yeah. It's like you're having like an Uber rating every single time you meet someone. You're like, have I left them entertained? Because if I haven't, that's going to really mess
100%.
Up my day.
Because I feel like that does reflect, you know, back on me. Because I want everybody to have a really good time. Because if they don't, then they will think I am the most boring person and they never want to hang out with me again.
Yeah. And then what will happen is if they don't think I'm fun, they're going to tell everyone else, and then, oh no, I'm going to...
Right. And then everybody will hate me.
Yeah, everyone's going to hate me. Well, and then I'm going to explode. It's going to be really bad.
Not for real. That's what I've always been. So somewhere it's just a little seed in me that's been growing since I was born, I think. I've always wanted to just entertain people and like make everybody feel good and like have a good time.
But that's not and, a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Then you combine that. Yeah, I think so. Because then you combine that with me really loving to sing mm-hmm. and me being quite good at it. So I think that's just like a perfect combination to be an artist. Because I think all artists somewhere do have that like, please give me validation.
Mm. Of course.
You know, like more or less.
Yeah, because you're putting yourself in a situation where you want instant response, right? You're going like, do you like this? Do you like this? Like, yes, I'm center exactly. of attention, instant but do you feedback. Like this? Yeah, it's instant feedback, right? And so there has to be something within you that adores that kind
Zara,
of...
maybe you should try stand-up.
You know what? I would love it. I'm way, way, way too scared. But
that's the whole point. You've got to overcome that fear.
No, it's true.
But so
it's
you can grow.
That's something I will do before
Zara, don't do it. 100%. I've tried to do it.
You should
it
was, do it. You should
I
do
did,
it.
I did it once. Did. I did it. No, I've done it 3 times now. The first time I did it, like with everything, with all these things, you do it the first time. You're like, this is easy. I'm basically the funniest person in the world. And then you do it the second time and you really die. And you realize this is the worst thing.
What was so different about it? What was so different about it?
Oh, I thought I was funny. I thought I was like overconfident.
Well,
and I started.
There's a thing that happens, I think, when you do your first gig and people are aware of it. People are like more like supportive.
Right. They're nicer. They're kinder.
Whereas this, the moment you get past that first gig and it's like you're looking down the barrel of like an audience that is waiting for you to make them laugh.
And then also if
but
I
did
can
you tell borrow. Them then? Did you say, hey man, this is my first ever show? Because if that's the case, you can just tell them every time. Hi, this is my first show. Never done this before. I'm really nervous.
I did that in my first one. And then the second one I thought was really funny. And what I've realized is I made a joke about a STD, a sexually transmitted disease, and no one laughed. It was about right. AIDS. And no one laughed. And I came off stage and the guy who's doing it said, listen, even like experienced comedians would never make jokes about that. Because if you are going to make a joke about it,
you just don't make jokes about AIDS or cancer.
Yeah. And,
or abortion.
Yeah, it was really.
Oh, gosh. Because when it comes to stand up, you know, it's kind of like you could, I think it's possible to pull off a joke.
Yeah.
About anything.
Yeah,
but it's about like who is saying it.
You've got to be very skilled, you know. You can't just. I mean, actually, you've got to know how.
You've got to know it, right? hey, listen, Zara, we got to that point in the podcast where Francis, we need to have the question of the week.
In the U.S. Supreme Court, right? Mm. What do they have above the courtroom?
Is it a text or is it like a symbol?
No. It's as in like in the room above the courtroom.
Like in the ceiling.
Yeah, in the room above the Supreme Court.
What like in the know building. This? Who would know this? Why would we know the answer to this?
So basically what's going on in the room upstairs of the Supreme Court.
Yes, what is up there? What's up there in the roof? Or so like the, you know, the, above the Supreme Court.
Okay, Zara, as our guest, unfortunately, you can either go first or you can go second. I don't mind. I can pick first.
I think it lives. They have a very large, captivated eagle.
Eagle?
Ooh.
A bald eagle?
It feels quite American.
That's mean.
No, because
bald eagles are free. That's un-American.
that's to keep one trapped in
a loft. They've got to be free.
Yeah, you're right.
No,
okay, it can fly. It can fly around. It can fly.
It can leave the loft. When
it has
wants.
Like a nice suite.
I like that. I'm going to go for Abraham Lincoln's ashes.
That's so scary.
Is that weird? And you can just go and talk to him. If you want
with a Ouija board.
Yeah, with the Ouija board and that glassy game. All right, listen, Zara, we're going to find out in part 2. Hey, listen, you're going to stick around for part 2, aren't you?
Oh, little cliffhanger.
Honest Abe Lincoln.
There we go.
All right, okay.
That's why people come back in part 2.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.